Welcome back. Right now, TJ Reeves. Talk some Bucks coming up next. 14 teams in 14 days.
Ooh.
What's that?
Juicy comp on Twitter.
To Keon Coleman?
Alshon Jeffrey.
All right.
He was all really right. Good. He was really good for a hot second.
I like it. I mean, he won the Super Bowl as the number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
14 teams in 14 days is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. The Bills and the Bucks this Saturday night at 7:30. And I'd imagine that Tampa is not going to be playing a lot of their starters. Most teams do not in the third preseason game. Maybe the Bengals will. I don't know, because they've been doing a lot of Joe Burrow stuff in the preseason. Anyways, let's
Oddly enough.
Yeah. Western Hotline, TJ Reeves joins us now. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary. TJ, thanks as always for jumping on. Are the Bucks going to be playing their starters this week? Do we know yet?
That is a great question. Good to be with you on an August Wednesday morning here nearing the end of the preseason. I do know this. There will probably be a few starters that get some work. This will be different than the last 2 weeks for the Buccaneers where they practiced with the team that they played. That was Tennessee 2 weeks ago at home and then Pittsburgh last week, and obviously the Bills were practicing with the Bears. And so since Todd Bowles doesn't get one last look at all of his guys, which basically is the last look for 2.5 weeks before the regular season opener, I would not be surprised to see a few of them out there. Not all of them, but a few of them out there. I don't think you will see Baker Mayfield if that's what you were hinting at. Probably not. Yeah. We'll see.
That's what I was wondering. The league's, by the way, the for those that don't know, the league's leading touchdown passer in the last two seasons in the NFL, Baker Mayfield, which
also,
always catches people off guard that that's true, but it is.
I do wonder about this in terms of the game plan. I know nobody's really game planning in the preseason, but like these two teams play in the regular season, which I think is pretty rare.
Yeah, I don't think, TJ, though, you'll see any. Neither team's doing anything you'll see in the regular season, I bet.
That's right. And that has been brought up a couple of times down here that if you thought you were going to see anything that resembles game plan or strategy in the preseason, you definitely won't see it in the Buffalo game for the very reason that you just mentioned. And again, that game's in November. That game might as well be on Pluto right now, Sneaky Joe. I mean, that's not anything relevant for August. But listen, fans are anxious for all of this to get underway, and it's a real catch 22. For example, I don't know if you were about to ask me this, but I'll bring it up. Jalen McMillan, the star Bucks rookie wide receiver from last year, back for year two, got seriously hurt in the first quarter of the Steeler game, going up for a pass and getting blasted under his legs. He leaped in the air, got flipped over on his neck, and it looks like, this is not confirmed from the team, but it looks like he is going to go on injured reserve here in the preseason, which means he can't play the first eight games. The first eight games, basically half the season, if that's the case, because he's got a serious concern about his neck. So there's the counter argument on how much should the starters be out there in the final preseason game or not, is you can have something like that happen.
Yeah, that was an ugly injury. I wanted actually to start with receiver with you because of that injury.
Yeah.
And I had you in my mind actually. You used to come on with me and said, and you still go on with Sal on the Extra Point Show. And over the years when there was Mike Evans coming up on a contract and then Godwin coming up on a contract, I would always ask you, like, all right, like, are they going to get out of there? Like, because I've always loved both players. And
what did I tell you?
You would always tell me those guys are going to retire in pewter, right?
Or that's something. Exactly right.
Something of the sort. And did Godwin kind of confirm that more than anything, especially with the reports about what New England offered? And, man, when you look at their depth chart, I guess now it's a little tougher, right, because of the injuries with McMillan and drafting Ibuka in the first round. Like, if there's a team that maybe can sustain an injury or two at receiver, maybe it is this one.
And unfortunately, we're testing that now with the injury to McMillan because he was going to be heavily counted on. But you're right. Godwin's probably going to go on the physically unable to perform list, and that means he can't play the first four games of the season because you're protecting him essentially without having to put him on the injured reserve and losing for eight games. Before the season starts. Again, he shattered the lower right leg. This is a career-threatening injury, guys, that can happen. It happened in the Baltimore Monday night game last year. There is not a harder worker on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers than Chris Godwin. If anybody on that roster can overcome a horrific injury like that, it's going to be him. He's just going to need some more time. And they rewarded him, like you mentioned. They rewarded him with a very lucrative contract. And people, some people down here were losing their mind. How can you give that money to that guy off that injury? Well, number one, you're rewarding him for having battled the last 2 or 3 years and not making top dollar money for that. But number two, you're rewarding him because you believe a year from now, 2 years from now, he will be mostly back to full health and be able to play. So, again, I would not count that guy out to be a factor, Godwin, we're talking about, at some point in this season. They're just going to have to give it some time.
Yeah, he's a player, too, the type of receiver he is. It does feel like his game should age well, even if he maybe loses a little bit of a step.
Right.
But even if that did happen.
Hey, Onabuka, yeah. By the way, everybody's doing their fantasy football draft. Now, where do you guys come down on the fantasy football draft timeline? I'll pose it this way. Should you be drafting before, like, the first week of the season? Because all these leagues, I'm tainting your answer, but all these leagues that do their drafting and then they have injuries after they've done their draft and people go out of their mind. So,
yeah.
I don't know, have you guys already done your drafts or what's the status?
So
are you waiting?
I also think the rookies, you don't exactly know who they're going to be until you get through training camp. And, like, Joe and I are in a league together.
That we draft.
We draft basically like 3 weeks after the draft.
Yeah, that's a dynasty league.
It's a dynasty.
So.
Okay, that's a dynasty league.
But my normal drafts, I would say, are like this weekend, last weekend. And like it's like these couple weeks in August, I would say.
Definitely should wait until the preseason is over for injury. I'm just saying, again to you guys, Emeka Abuka looks like the real deal. And now that we know he's basically going to be the number two receiver, probably next to Mike Evans, at the beginning of the Buccaneer season, his draft stock is going to go up. And I'm telling you, I've watched 30 years of Buccaneer training camp in the media, and he is as polished a college receiver, and that includes Evans. But it's, in terms of route running, the things you're looking for, I mean, Todd Bowles keeps talking about this, that you watch him, and he does not move and run routes and cut like a rookie. He looks like an NFL-type wide receiver. So there's a lot of expectation that's on him. Great hands out of the lineage of Ohio State that's had Marvin Harrison Jr., Garrett Wilson of the Jets, Terry McLaurin of the Commanders, Jackson Smith and Jigba of the Seahawks. All of those guys have basically been around Ohio State along with Buka over the course of the last 3 or 4 years. This guy can make a real impact. Stay tuned. Stay tuned that he will be a factor early on in this year, and he's somebody to keep an eye on for fantasy football. A little fantasy advice on the Mighty WGR this morning.
I could have used you a month ago. Again, maybe part of your point here is, hey, maybe wait for training camp. This Dynasty League that Nate just mentioned that we do right after the draft, I did get Igbuka, and then I decided to trade him for Terry McLaurin before training camp. And now, I feel like every day I feel worse and worse about that deal.
You should have consulted me, GM.
Should have texted you.
You should have, but that's okay. It's water under the bridge. You can't do anything about it. I understand.
Very quickly, what's the rest of it look like for Tampa? The defense, especially expectations this year, because it does feel like the offense has so many weapons, especially if they get healthy, that side of the ball should be pretty set. But is it a complete roster?
All right, so real quick, Haason Reddick, the holdout last year with the Jets, he's down here on a one-year deal, veteran, highly motivated. I think he makes a big impact. Bucks have great defensive tackles. Vita Vea, who's as big as a school building, former number one pick, Kalijah Kancey. I don't know how much, if at all, those guys are going to play on Saturday in this preseason finale. They played some against Pittsburgh. Ageless wonder, future Hall of Famer, Lavonte David in the middle at linebacker. They have pieces on defense. Clearly this team is built for offense, but they have pieces on defense, and I'm looking for Reddick to have a big year. Can he have a 10-12 sack year and impact that pass rush that the Bucs have really been missing the last couple of years? That's what they're hoping for.
All right, TJ Reeves on the Western Hotline. As always, thanks, TJ. I'll have to get you back on in like a month when we get to that Crawford-Canelo fight,
by the way. You've got to get to Canelo and Crawford.
I can't wait.
When it gets to be fight time, boxing, Sneaky Joe's a boxing guy.
Yep.
I'm a boxing guy. Always good to be with you. I know the Sal Capaccio and the Bills Mafia are headed down this way.
Yep.
I guess I'm responsible for him at least for 48 hours or so. You guys have to be responsible for him the rest of the time. I'll look out for Capaccio this weekend. It's a deal. Let's see what happens with the Bucks and the Bills.
All right, love it. Thanks, DJ, as always.
See you, kids.
DJ Reeves on the Western Hotline. Big Fight Weekend also. He's at Big Fight Weekend on Twitter and BigFightWeekend.com. Podcast as well. If you're a boxing fan, really good stuff. And first fight I've been this excited for in like 5 years coming up next month. So, but we can talk about that.
I used to really love boxing, and then, I don't know.
Well, the sport died. So.
It died.
It's tough to remain a fan of it.
Yeah.
We'll get to that fight in a month. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you. Gabe Davis, the rest of it for the Bills, the secondary right now being a big topic after Sean McDermott said what he said yesterday.
There's also a report three teams are looking for a wide receiver.
Including Minnesota, who we already saw a report about today.
The Jets, Minnesota, and the 49ers.
The Jets, actually, someone sent me a link to. They are looking at Amari Cooper right now. I said I haven't heard a peep about Amari Cooper. The Jets apparently are looking at him right now. All right. Three teams looking for a wide receiver. Anybody want Curtis Samuel? Want to take that $7 million cap it for the Bills? It's a lot of money.
I think I'd rather have Samuel than Gabe Davis, though.
But if you trade Samuel, you get $7 million in space.
Yeah.
You want Gabe Davis plus $7 million, or do you want Curtis Samuel?
Fair.
You could use that $7 million to go trade for your pass rusher at the deadline.
Or a safety.
803-0550, the phone number. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you coming back here on WGR.